to The Blurs, the Black Nerds with the Word. This is the podcast where us Blurs discuss comics, manga, anime, movies, and much more happening in pop culture. This is one of your hosts, Marcus Andre, and with me I have...
This is Drew reporting live, Waldorf, Maryland, episode 10, the big 1-0. 10 weeks we've been doing this already. I'm excited. Let's go.
This is Justin, man. Like my man Drew said, this is episode 10. I'm really happy for this episode. Let's kick it off right.
Big old McKinney, we back. We living. Episode 10, 10 weeks. I'm buying the Flash. We've been knocking them out, making more content. It's been a squad, gang in the stew, all day.
All right, so now we're going to get into these updates. First one on the list is Scott Snyder launching Best Jacket Press imprint. DC is arguably top writer and engineer of current DC event, Dark Knight's Death Metal, is launching a new creator-owned imprint called Best Jacket Press with Image Comics. In a recent interview on Word Balloon hosted by legendary pop culture podcaster John Suntress, Snyder expressed that considering the recent layoffs at DC, it has become more critical than ever for him to launch his own imprint to weather the unpredictability that has now enveloped the comics industry. The first project that will come from Best Jacket Press is a comic series called Nocturnal about humanity trying to survive everlasting darkness that has enveloped Earth. The comic will be written by Snyder and penciled by Tony S. Daniel. There is currently a Kickstarter for a 72-page collector's edition of Nocturnal 1 right now. Second news item is the Batman logo. On Thursday, August 20th, the Batman director, Matt Reeves, took to Twitter to show fans the upcoming film's logo and artwork of the new Batman by legendary artist Jim Lee. Did you guys happen to see somebody in the hood right now?
What is going on?
Oh, yeah.
Silver Spring brain. That's the mean streets of Silver Spring.
The mean streets of Silver Spring, man.
God. That downtown where it go down, bro.
Yeah. Have y'all seen the logo? What y'all think about it?
Actually, I haven't seen the logo. Let me look it up now. Shoot.
I've seen it. It was all right. I mean, they're going for... supposed to be like Batman Year One thing and all, like a Year One kind of storyline and everything, which I bang with as far as like we're not going through the whole here he is from the get-go. We're just seeing how he handles it as far as his first year being Batman, all the twists and turns and getting stuff down and everything. But yeah.
Yeah. I find it interesting the use of red. There's a whole lot of red going on.
Yeah.
Like Batman Beyond. But I like it though. I like it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at it now. It is pretty clean. Red is like my favorite color, so I have no complaints about this. But yeah, it's, you know, very different from the OG Batman's with the use of yellow and blue and all that. So I definitely like the red. I'm messing with it. I like it. Reminds me of Batman Beyond.
It gives off a really like nice and dark vibe. It's cool.
Yeah.
The Batman's release has been move from June 2021 to October 2021. Let's hope we can see it in October next year. Ben Affleck will return as Batman in the Flash movie. Just a few hours after Matt Reeves posted his news, Andy Muschietti, the director for the upcoming The Flash film, stated that Ben Affleck would don the Batman cowl at least one more time for the film. I don't know what DC is doing continuity-wise. That is very interesting. So they're going to have, like, two Batmans at the same time. They're trying to restart a universe, allegedly, or have a one-off Batman, and they still have Ben Affleck. It doesn't make sense.
It's so messy.
And Michael Keaton's supposed to come in at some point, too.
It's a lot of Batmans.
Yeah, I guess they're moving on with this multiverse kind of theme they've been doing. The Flash is expected to be released in summer 2022. I think they should really wait on the news for this movie until we get closer to the release date. Because this movie has been I think it's been pushed back a lot, and a lot of news has been coming out about it. And then we get Ezra Miller. We've heard him in the news for less than admirable things. So yeah, I think they should keep their mouth shut moving forward until we get closer to this release. So let's get into reading. Kenny, let's start with your barrage first.
The main one I really want to get into was we had Batman 97, which, in my opinion, I just wish they can get to like 100 already because it's mid. Like, so far, as far as the storyline, it's literally just they'll have a couple action sequences. He'll run around the city, and after that, we get on to this, the end of the comic, and I'm just like, just wrap the storyline up. And Thor was the latest edition of Thor. In the latest edition of Thor, we finally finished the storyline as far as Thor being the herald of Galactus and building up power to defeat the Dark Winter. As far as that storyline, extra lit as hell. Like, it ends with...
Oh, wait, don't tell me.
Okay, it ends with Thor doing stuff. But I'm just going to leave it. Like, what's the name? Like, it's lit as hell. We get some revelations. We get to see a future vision of what happens and how the storyline ends. Other than that, we had more Empire stuff. Next week is the final chapter of Empire, which I'm okay with the ending because, like I said, it was just, it's a lot of stuff happening at one time, and I feel like even when it ends, it's never going to have like a real resolution because it happened as quickly as it did, and then after that, we just have, like, you see all fronts of the Marvel Universe dealing with as far as the X-Men, Avengers, etc., and yeah. But that's my stuff for this week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to jump on Thor, too, because I've been trying to finish out Jason Aaron's Thor. But I heard Donnie Cates has been killing it on Thor. So, that's cool. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if Justin has caught up on it, but new chapter of Boruto 49. Chapter 49 has dropped... Friday, Thursday? I don't remember. But this one, what did you say?
That's out. It's out, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's out.
All right, that's a bet. I'm going to get on that today.
Yeah, please do so because this one, you want to talk hype? Yeah, it was hype. Your boy Ishiki dropped, pulled up in the Hidden Leaf where it was left off in 48. And, well, I mean, I don't want to, you haven't seen it, so I'm not going to, you know, spoil it for you, spoil a whole month's worth for you. But I don't know if you remember, but in the first episode of the Boruto anime, it showed him, like, it was like a time skip of him as, like, a teenager, him fighting Kawaki, right?
Yeah.
You remember that at all? All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you remember the scar he had on his eye?
Yeah, it was, like, going upwards, right?
And yeah,
it was like,
It was just like Kakashi's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not saying he gets it because he doesn't get it in this fight, in this chapter at least. Yeah. But my instincts tell me, and my instincts haven't been wrong about this manga for a little bit. So my instincts tell me that he's about to get that scar soon. I don't know if it's gonna happen next chapter because next chapter is gonna be chapter 50. I think that something crazy is gonna happen to that one definitely. So I think it's gotta be. Yeah, so I think. Either his Jogan is going to be in the manga finally, or he's going to get that scar. Both, we'll see. But I'll say this, which isn't really a huge spoiler, but Sasuke said, you know, in this chapter, he was like, yo, if it comes to a point where Momoshiki, like, literally takes over Boruto's body, like, he's going to be the one to stop him. Sasuke said this about Boruto. So I think he's going to get that scar from Sasuke somehow. Like, I don't know, man. It's pretty, like, the things that they're, like, foreshadowing, I'm scared of what's going to happen because I do not want neither of them to die, especially from each other. So, it's going to be crazy. So,
yeah. Okay.
I'm definitely hyped about that.
I'm looking forward to that now.
Yeah, bruh. But his design is probably, I mean, I like Momoshiki's design a little bit better, but his design, he has the most drip I've seen in any Naruto character. Like, it's totally different, bro. Like, he literally just be sipping wine just out of nowhere. Like, I don't know, man. Yeah. That's all I got, man.
He stayed lit. Yeah, we still haven't seen anything from Code either. That's what I'm looking forward to. I want to see what
Code has been chilling. He's guarding the Ten Tails. Justin, sorry, not Justin. Marcus and Kenny, y'all have to understand the villains on this joint is so strong. They have the Ten Tails as their pet. So they're literally just sitting there and just guarding the Ten Tails.
All the tail beasts and made it the Ten Tails again.
They have their own Ten Tails, so totally different Ten Tails.
Whoa!
Yeah, and they got a dude named Code who's just sitting back watching and making sure he don't escape. Like it's nothing.
Are they cloning or?
I don't know if it's cloning. I don't know what exactly they did, but they have a scientist named Amado, and he's really high tech with his stuff. Like. This man come prepared to any situation. It's like you almost can't touch him, but
okay, as long as they ain't the fool who out here gave Boruto the little jutsu thing.
Nah. That's Momoshiki. You talking about his on his hand or an
yeah.
Yeah, that's Momoshiki. He cursed them after he beat him.
No, I'm talking about like let's say the guy who gave Boruto. Remember at the beginning in the movie where Boruto was in the tuning exams or whatever, or getting mm-hmm. And he was cheating and everything with the
Hey Kenny.
You talking about the ninja tool?
That was
somebody totally different. But that person that gave him the ninja tool, he was being controlled by Kara, by the organization.
The most I can say right now is Kenny, hop on the manga, man. Hop on the manga while it's still early.
Yeah, man.
Like this is a good time to catch it.
It's only like 50 chapters, right?
Only 50 chapters at this point. That's not that bad.
And it's not even that many pages for real. Like the pages are real.
That's what blows me sometimes because I'll be like, dang, man, this chapter was just getting fire.
Yeah, it's like you're waiting a whole month for like I don't even know how many pages they usually have, but it's really not like it takes 2 seconds to finish the chapter. So it's like, dang, it's a whole month's worth. I got
one a month. I'm gonna add that to the list. It's either gonna read that or JoJo Alien next. Yeah.
And luckily, it's like literally like, yeah. Luckily, it's good quality too, so it's worth the month wait. Honestly,
yeah, it is. But that's all I have.
All right, Jess, you got anything this week?
Reading wise, no. I'm still actually just reading Bleach right now, just trying to catch up just before like the new season comes out. So. I'm dry today. Same old.
I bet. Let me get into Batman 97. Written by James Tynion IV and penciled by Jorge Jimenez. In this issue, Joker's new sidekick, Punchline, learns from one of Joker's henchmen that there is a vigilante in the Narrows named Clown Hunter that is murdering any of Joker's clowns that enter the neighborhood. Meanwhile, the Joker has drawn a drug Batman to the Monarch Theater and sorted to look like how it did on the night his parents died. Upon arrival, Batman discovers that the theater's audience is a mass of corpses. Joker reveals that they are all the people he murdered. Next, Joker uses the designer's powers to animate the bodies and manipulate them to attack Batman. Batman escapes and burns the theater in the process. After that, Harley rescues Batman. And as he passes out, she brings him to a vegetation paradise that Harley's on and off lover, Poison Ivy, created just for her. Finally, Harley gives Batman a steamy cup of antidote to help with the drug's effects. And as he starts to hallucinate, Harley assures him that that is what is supposed to happen and leaves him to face his demons. My thoughts on the issue, the story's picking up a little bit. I want to see where this character, Clown Hunter, goes from here. And he seems like an interesting character. And Jorge Jimenez is killing it on the art. His art is incredible. So next, I read Thor, The Complete Collection, Volume 2. This time I read issues 4 to 7. and is written by Jason Aaron. And issues 4, 6, and 7 was penciled by Russell Dodderman. And issue 5 is penciled by Jorge Molina. After Thor replaces his arm with the arm forged in the metal Uru, he goes back to Roxxon Industries and is bewildered by a mystery woman Holden Mjolnir and battles her to relieve her of the hammer. Jane Foster, secretly the new Thor, convinces the original Thor that he needs to put his confusion and anger aside so they can defeat the frost giants surrounding them. Original Thor finally believes that Mjolnir rightfully belongs to this mystery Thor after he witnesses the hammer respond to Jane in a way it never has listened to him. After defeating the giants, Thor finds his mother, Freyja, and the Avengers helping him freeze people outside. Later, Odin is enraged that Thor nor he can wield Mjolnir and appoints his homicidal brother, Cole Borson, the Serpent. The Serpent has proven he is capable of murdering a Thor, and he has murdered his nephew before. So he was ordered to operate the destroyer, that thing from the movie, that metal thing from the movie, to defeat the new female Thor and retrieve her hammer. Meanwhile, Thor is traveling around Asgard and trying to discover the identity of his successor. This story is excellent. The art, Dodderman's art is excellent. Aaron knows how to carry the weight of the story while seamlessly weaving in natural humor. For instance, Thor goes to this bar to visit Sif, one of the, I think she's a Valkyrie at the time, or she just might be a god, but he has relations with her, entanglements with her, if you prefer. And she thinks he's coming there to like talk to her after being absent for a while. And he's just trying to slyly figure out if she's a new Thor or not. And she gets angry and throws her drink at him and says, I'm even less interested in the hammer that I am in you right now. And then he just takes out this scroll and just crosses her name off the list. And then you see him slaying trolls underground on Midgard. And he just like voices his frustration, like, who the hell is this woman? Like, who, why is she worthy and I'm not worthy? So his frustration is pretty funny. I highly encourage everyone to pick up this series. And now let's get into what we've watched.
Yes, sir. So I've hopped back on to Hunter x Hunter, and I'm in the thick of this Kimura Ant arc. This joint is getting lit, like for real. I'm on the part where, where was the last episode I stopped off on? You remember Knuckle and Shoot?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they were fighting. I can't remember his name, but the red dude, one of the royal guards for the king, Miriam, whatever his name is. You remember?
I think so.
The red dude. He was on the steps. The royal guards.
It's a little hazy. I haven't watched in years.
You good. You know, it came out 2011, so yeah. But yeah, I'm on that part where they're like fighting them, and one of the people that was fighting them was like invincible the whole time, and then like they got to a point where the person that wasn't invincible was about to die, so he's like, you know, he had to show himself. And then I'm on, so yeah, it's like three. I love the parts where in anime where there's like 3 or 4 fights happening at the same time.
Yeah,
like there's no BS, no filler, no flash. It's just straight up fights for like. That's
straight
the same
hands
time. Yeah, exactly.
Straight hands.
So I'm at that part, and now I'm at the part where Gon and Killua are about to face P2, the cat.
Hey,
she's my favorite villain on the show.
It's not gonna go the way you think, though.
This show hasn't gone the way that I thought this whole time.
Like, it's, you'll see. It's not like the fight you desire, but it gets wild though. But that's all I'm gonna say.
That's not even the main thing. I mean, I'm interested in the fight with
Netero.
Yep, exactly.
Netero and Miriam. Yeah,
I'm interested because I should go back and look at his flashback, because like his backstory, I didn't really understand it the first time. I should probably look at it the second time around. We're like, did he discover it then and all that, Nora? Or like,
I don't. Like I said, it's hazy. He might. He might have. I can't remember.
There was some flashback. I think it was him like 60 years ago or something like that. And he was like fighting to get this dojo or something like that. And I don't know if he discovered Nen and Aura and like the power structure in this whole show or who did. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. But yeah, this is I'm like only need like 20 some episodes left in the whole show. So yeah. I've been grinding this summer on this.
That fight's going to be one to watch. There's a twist in it. So, did you already get to the part where like Miriam is like at the point where he's like can't like he's undefeatable? And did the little girl come in yet?
The girl playing when they was playing
the shogi with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I got to the point where she died, or no, not died. Where she got hit by Netero's the dragon lightning things and Pito is taking care of her. But So basically is it Miriam, how you pronounce his name?
It's Miriam.
All right, yeah. Miriam.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm at the point where he's like actually learning like human compassion and like
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. A little anticlimactic. Except for the part where she gets struck by the lightning, but I don't know. But I think the animation like is definitely picking up like 10 times over. Like you can really tell where the people in the studios are like, all right, y'all, we gotta put all the monies, all our coins, all our budget on this arc. So
they're be on your game for this one. Yeah, this fight's about to go crazy.
Yeah, I could definitely tell when they say that.
Yeah.
But that's for the past couple of days, that's mainly what I've been watching. I haven't caught up on Fire Force or God of High School yet. I'm probably going to do that this week. That's mainly what I've been watching this week for real. Oh, yeah, also basketball.
All right, Jess, what about you?
Watching-wise, I did actually start watching this one anime called Orange. It's like a slice of life one type of, and it's kind of a mystery one. I'm only on like the second episode. But so far, it's pretty good. It's like one of those, like, how do I say this? It's like one of those, it's somewhat kind of like Erased, like that kind of anime. But it's a different plot, but it's similar to it.
Is it like a mystery? Mystery?
So a slice of life, but it has some foreboding in the background.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I'm only on like episode two, like I said. But so far it's cool. The animation is like, I don't know how I feel about it. It's like, it's like today, but it's just like, I don't know. It's a little scratchy, but it's cool though. I'm gonna come back with a little more info on it though. It's like a mini series. It's only like 12, probably a little bit more episodes, but yeah, that's what I've been watching for now.
All right, what about you, Kenny?
As far as me, earlier this week, I was rewatching Fist of the North Star again. I haven't watched it in years. I don't know if any of you have watched it before. Yeah, that's a show.
I started watching it. I need to get back into it and finish it up. Where are you watching it at?
I'm gonna send you the site. What's saying?
Because all the sites are down right now. Kiss Anime gone. Cartoon Crazy's acting up right now.
Like, it's another site I was watching it on. But, I mean, if Kiss Anime was here, you would be able to watch that thing in a heartbeat straight.
Dang. That's crazy. R.I.P., man.
R.I.P. But not forgotten.
Yeah.
Having no hearts. That's the North Star. For all those who haven't heard of it before, it's the story of a young man. His name's Kenshiro. He is the successor of a deadly fight style known as Fist of the North Star, translated from Hokuto Shinken, which basically allows like the person who's attacking to kill anybody, like to kill anybody with just one thing. So that's the thing you see all over the internet when people say Omawamo Shinderu and everything, or it's like people like, oh, you're already dead, and it's like Nani is like, so that's where that reference comes from.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah, like as far as that, I mean, they have like movies for that too, which technically sums up the seasons, which I recommend because that does save, like, I watched it all the way through, but the movies save you a lot of time. Remember, they take some liberties, they change some stuff from the anime in the movies, but they do save you a lot of time because it's like, if I remember correctly, it's 500 episodes.
This is North Star 500 episode?
That's the first part, yes.
Okay, all right.
That first part is 500 episodes. Part two is only 200 because part two wasn't really that well received. And it was like a lot of people was like, why are we getting this? But the first part was classic. First part is classic.
Wow.
Watching that and.
Send me the link to that one.
I got you. I was watching that. And also yesterday and today, I've been watching Lucifer season 5. It just premiered on Netflix. Bruh, let's chill.
Just did your parents tell you not to look at Harry Potter when you were younger?
Mine's
no. Nah, okay, all right. Didn't. So here's the
mine's
thing.
Mine's did.
Here's the thing.
I've not seen Harry Potter.
The funny thing is, my family, we actually loved Harry Potter growing up, and then my mom came to the realization. She was like, "Hold on a minute, this is just demons, warlocks, and everything. We can't be watching this anymore." And I was just like, "Mom, come on."
Let me give y'all the list.
Like 2016.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Let me give y'all the list of the shows and movies and franchise that I was not allowed to watch.
Go ahead.
Anime. Oh, my God. In general, anime.
Yes. Yeah. My mother made me start watching Dragon Ball Z back when I was little. Yeah. Go ahead.
Not saying I followed their rules. Naruto.
I know.
Exactly. And I'm not saying I follow the rules. You know, when you go over your friend's house, you know, there's different like rules. Whatever. I mean,
you're in your room by yourself, whatever. You got TV on.
Exactly. So you got anime. You got Billy and Mandy. Nope. Courage the Cowardly Dog. Nope.
Same.
You got, here's a good one. Dragon Tales. You remember Dragon Tales?
Wait, Dragon
Tales? What?
Okay, what? You asked me on Dragon Tales, bruh.
Dragons.
Come along, take my hand. Let's go to Magic Land, bro.
Couldn't watch it. I mean, that's not saying I haven't seen it, but I wasn't allowed to watch it in this house.
I mean, heck, I remember, like, because my parents made me start watching Cartoon Network when I was, like, 8. They made me go to, like, Disney, Nickelodeon. It was like, yeah, we can have you all that.
Yeah, man.
This is the thing. Like, my mom was saying that I shouldn't read Harry Potter because of that, too, and my aunt. But I bet if I asked them to recite, like, one passage from the Bible, they couldn't do it. I bet if, you know, most people's parents who make them do that, ask your parents, can they recite at least 3 passages from the Bible? They cannot do it.
The thing about my parents is they can recite the Bible.
Yeah. I remember when we went to your graduation party, I was like, yeah, these look like some church-going people.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my mother can recite the Bible, too. My grandfather, are both pastors, but yeah.
Yeah, both. No, my grandfather was a pastor, too, actually. And both my dad, he can recite that joint, and my mom, too.
My dad, because he grew up in a church, because his mother was a pastor, but I bet my mom can for sure. But he's not religious anyway, though.
Yeah, man. It was hard out there. My childhood was hard, but I made it work.
Hey, you gotta work around the system a bit. But
I really did. Like, I had these a lot of sleepovers to catch up on my shows, bro.
Dang,
I didn't have sleepovers, so I just had to catch up to it. Like literally. Until 12, 13, that's when I finally started the Cartoon Network again.
Yeah, I would just like, wow. Yeah, I would so just run into my parents' room.
Yeah, I remember like they finally canceled, like what's in they cut off a lot of stuff. I was like 9 or whatever it is. Like, yeah, you can't watch these channels. Or like the main thing, because Powerpuff Girls, when it came out, y'all remember him?
Yeah.
Him from Powerpuff Girls? No, the
correct.
Yeah.
Ray. Ray.
Lady.
That nigga used to scare the hell out of me.
What's name? My father was like, hey, we can't have you watching this. Like, you got a lady up here and everything. And I was like, at the time, I didn't know what it was. Because, like, I'm young. You don't know what it is. Like, hey, I can't have you watching all this. So, you can't watch the channel no more, man. So, I was like, whatever. Like, years later, like, I'm like 11. I remember it was like 11, 12-ish. That's when I finally started watching Cartoon Network again. I was like, okay, so they're having reruns. My shows are still on. All right, cool. But during that time period, I didn't get a chance, bro.
Mm.
But yeah,
well, life was hard.
Yeah, different times. But back to Lucifer. Good season so far. Basically, plot of the show, the devil leaves hell to become a detective in Los Angeles and solve crimes. I know that sounds far-fetched. But plot of this season is that after season four, he went back to hell because his demons kept popping up, so he had to go take care of the stuff. Meanwhile, his brother, Michael, it's like, what's him? They go on a lot of stuff in the Bible as far as, like, some stuff. And it's based off of a DC comic, too. It's called Lucifer, but it's a different story. They added the cop drama in to make it a show. But Michael is Lucifer's twin, and he comes back to Earth and ruins Lucifer's life, and Lucifer for him fight. Then God reveals himself, and the person they had playing God is the guy from the Allstate commercials, which is funny to me, but yeah.
You always got to have some strong black voice as God, like Morgan Freeman. Allstate dude. Who's next?
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg in like the Muppet movie.
They're going to have James Earl Jones the next time.
James Earl Jones?
Oh. He probably played God in something.
Yeah. Matter of fact, no, he did an audio where he did an audio reading the whole Bible, actually, James Earl Jones. And I was like, okay, nice.
Maybe I should do that. Nice. I mean, I'm not religious or anything, but I would want to consume the entire Bible. And I think by audiobook, it would help.
It's so much, yeah. It's such a better read. Not saying I just, to be reading it just casually, because I don't. But yeah, it's a better read. You hear somebody narrate and stuff. Yeah.
Because I actually fell off that. Like when we were actually still living together, I was trying to read at least like 5 chapters a night, but I fell off. I was like, dang. I might do
one of the best mangas out.
He said the best.
I was about to sell a joke, but I was like, I ain't gonna mess with the Bible.
That's crazy. Right,
but anyway, let's get into this trivia.
Is it game time already?
Yeah, it's game time.
Wow. All right, let's.
We got a little treat for y'all for the 10th episode.
10th episode.
Got a little trivia for y'all. Geek trivia to be exact.
Oh wait, hold on.
But yeah, since it's the 10th episode, we wanted to celebrate it with a little fun. We're having some trivia via Kahoot app. Some geek trivia since all 4 of us are geeks. So this is going to be pretty fun to find out who is the biggest geek of the blurs.
My money is not on me.
The questions are going to be based on anime, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's going to be between either me or Justin. Because I mainly watch anime.
Kenny pretty up there in it too.
Kenny's also, it depends on what, and like if it's like recent anime.
If it's recent, like, I got the dub.
I feel like I have a bet. Okay, so it depends right there. Let me.
Man, it could be recent. It can be retro, because I love me retro anime.
The retro
anime
ones,
too.
I'm going to lose.
Retro, like,
Listen, I love me retro anime. I be searching for more, man.
All right, I'm here. Let's go. I'm ready to win. I like this.
This is actually kind of John Chris.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, start.
Hope it don't have the answers on there. Since it's... There is eight.
Tough.
20s. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, what's the character's
name? Hold on, man.
So the question is, which of these characters tricked Naruto into stealing a forbidden scroll? Mitsuki, Mizuki, Miki, or Mizuki?
Right, oh, dang.
The answer was Mizuki.
Okay, so who was the one that got it wrong?
Because I mixed up the names, man. I mixed up the names. I know exactly who it was. It was a white-haired dude.
Hold on. So, but I got
it's
it right.
How fast you do it, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw that joint off the bat, man.
All right.
So let's get into this next question. The question is, during the Saiyan Saga, how does Goku reach King Kai's planet? By using the Dragon Balls, by traveling the Snake Path, by using Nimbus of Flying Cloud, or by teleporting instantly?
Shit. I don't know this, man.
Okay, you see, all right.
So nobody go,
okay. Did we I got it right?
Oh, y'all got it right. Okay. Way, man. All right.
Snake way.
But I was halfway... Like, halfway through that joint, he did kind of use like the Nimbus a little bit.
He used the Nimbus when he came back. He didn't use it going forward.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, remember, so, he was right. Had to race back to the planet.
Bro,
so Kenny is in the lead with 1,810 points. Drew is second with 1,499 points. And Justin is last with 570 points.
Not for long.
This next one. And Death Note. What did L tell the Japanese task force to call him? Ryoshi, Ryuzuki, Ryuzaki, Ryuzuki, or L?
Shit, it's been a while, nigga.
Dang. I thought it.
I got that shit.
Everyone got it wrong.
See, they're so similar. I was like, dang. I knew it was. It's yeah. It is Ryuzaki. I'm so stupid.
The positions are still the same.
I could have took the lead. I knew the answer. I got the spelling wrong.
Next question. In Bleach, what is the name of Ichigo's mother?
Y'all
what?
Misaki, wait, what? Mitsuki, Masashi, or Mai?
Dang.
When did they ever say his mom's name? What the hell?
I'm wondering too. I forget. I'm no.
Hold on. What?
I know Ishin Kuwasaki is his father. Like, it's Ishin Ichigo.
Oh, I got it right. Justin, you ain't put an answer, bro. Oh, no, he did.
He got it wrong. Masashi.
The answer was Masaki.
I'm right behind you, Kenny.
Okay,
I'm right
so
behind
Kenny's
you,
Kenny's still in first place, Drew is second, and Justin is third.
I'm right behind you,
you got,
bro.
Like, what, like 20 more questions left?
In Attack on Titan, what is the outermost wall protecting the humans called? Wall Sheena, Wall Rose, Wall Maria, or Wall Titan?
I should get this right. If I don't, I'd be mad.
Wall Maria.
It's one of these. Yeah. We got it.
Everyone got that one right.
I bet.
It was Wall Mario.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Wall Rose is what Brian and them broke down.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and to clarify, the last answer to the last question was Misaki.
All right. Oh, it was Misaki. Okay. I wouldn't have known.
I
should be leading now. Oh, my God.
Like I
answer
said,
that first.
Kenny like is in the lead with 3,417 points. Drew is in second close with 3,266 points, and Justin is third with 1,327 points.
Not for long.
Next question.
Yeah, come back.
It's between me and you.
In Naruto, what is the name of this hand sign? Dragon, ox, sheep, or tiger?
That's a good one. That's a good question. I got it right.
I got it wrong.
That's crazy.
Right. So
I forget hand signs, bro. I haven't watched it.
The answer was tiger, and the hand sign, for those of you listening, is the one with your hands together and your index finger and your middle finger pointed up together. That was tiger.
I remember that from the first time. Oh,
Drew has surpassed Kenny with 4,181 points, and Kenny has 1,700 points, and Just is in third place with 2,207.
Hey. I'm gonna win. Regardless, I am going to win.
Which of these half Saiyans was the only one to be born with a tail? Gohan, Goten, Pan, or Trunks?
Niggas got me slipping. What's okay? So what?
Dang.
The answer was Gohan.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, because it's in the Saiyan saga when he got to drain back. See?
All right. Kenny has replaced Drew as the head. Drew is in second place, and Justin is in third place, but he is on a streak. He has three correct answers in a row, so
I'm gonna win.
He's gaining up on y'all. Y'all better. In Death Note, what is Misa Amane's Misa Misa occupation? Actress, model, all of the above, or singer?
Wrong.
I knew that. Shotty does it all, bruh. Y'all ain't know that.
I don't remember her being a singer.
Kenny was the only person to get that right. She was
Kenny about to beat us,
bro.
No, he's not.
Kenny about to beat us, bro.
I refuse.
Oh, man.
Nathan is in the lead. Drew is second. And Justice.
I remember Shardy did it all and everything. And after that, like, literally Ichigo was like, all right, she cool and everything. That's the reason why she could see all the stuff that he was doing. But she kept.
Ichigo.
Not Ichigo. He was a death note.
Come on, man.
How'd you get that right?
No, but I knew that. Like, I know she does it all and everything. But my thing is, I still remember Light, like, when she first met her and everything. He's like, I have never in my life been more enraged to hit a woman than now. I was like, come on, Light.
That don't mean that she did everything. She
was just a model.
She does it all, bro. I remember this.
I could have sworn she was just a model.
Nah, she does it all, bro.
Yeah.
Next question. In Bleach, who was the Primera Espada? Coyote Stark, Barragan Lucenbarn, Yami Largo, or Okeara Cypher? One person got that right. Who got that right?
Justin.
Just.
I mean, I keep currently reading. All right, I thought it was going to be Okeara because.
Nah, I just love Bleach, man. So I remember him. He was.
The
he
answer was
one, yeah.
Coyote Stark.
Yeah.
And Just is coming up. He's coming up on Drew. The rankings are still the same.
Yes, sir.
God.
Next question. Which branch of the military guards the walls and the general population in Attack on Titan? Scout regiment, garrison regiment, wall defense force, or military police brigade?
I got that wrong. It's not the scout regiment.
Okay, go ahead.
No one got that right. It was the garrison regiment.
Oh my God!
It was military police, but
this could have been my man. This could have been my moment to take the lead.
Not the lead, but you would have been on Drew.
Rankings are still the same.
I stamped the military police supposed to be the cushy job.
Next question: in Naruto, what is the Eight Tails' name? Chomei, Saiken, Gayuki, or Matabi?
That's a good question, bro.
The answer was Gayuki.
I got that.
All right, who got that wrong?
I didn't.
Me. I did.
All right. So, Kenny and Drew got that right. Let's see where the rankings are. The rankings are still the same. Next question. As Guardian of the Earth, where did Kami take up residence? The Hyperbolic Time Chamber, the Lockout, Fire Mountain, or West City?
The answer was the Lookout.
I got that right. Who got it wrong? Oh, shit.
It was me.
So Drew got that wrong, and Just and Kenny got that right.
Run your ass, Drew.
Oh, Just is on Drew's ass with 4,844. Drew has 4,921, and Kenny has 7,116.
Bro, Kenny is killing us.
What is the minimum age someone must be to be killed by the Death Note? 780 days, 300 days, there is no minimum, or one day old? No one got that correct.
That's such a random number.
Answer is 780 days old.
That is the most random number. Is
still the same.
You got to be at least 2 years old to get killed by the Death Note. That's crazy.
What is the name of Captain Soifon Zenpachto? Sazumushi, Wabusaki, Shinsu, or Suzumebachi?
The answer was Suzumebachi.
I got that right. We got it right.
I'm surprised y'all got that right. I thought
everybody was going to be cussing on that.
I'll be honest. I guessed on that. That was a shot in the dark.
But bro, I didn't even know what anime that's from.
That's definitely that's Bleach.
That was Bleach. All right.
It's Bleach.
Okay, ranking is still the same.
Man, I need some Boruto questions.
Which name was given to one of the captured titans before it was killed? Bean, Joe, Corn, or John?
That is wrong, probably. I got it right.
Bro, you need to get
the correct
wrong.
Answer was Bean. Who got the question wrong?
I did.
Okay.
I remember it was like some weird names. It wasn't normal. That's the only thing I remember when they captured them.
So Drew and Kenny got this right, just got it wrong. Let's see where rankings are. Still the same.
They're going to be the same.
Which of the five major hidden villages is the only one to never produce a member of the Akatsuki? The Hidden Sound, the Hidden Cloud, the Hidden Mist, or the Hidden Stone?
That's a good question. I think
this might be a trick question, to be honest with you. No, yeah, I got it wrong.
Who? The village with the black people, the Hidden Cloud Village.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Because Data, he came from the Hidden Stone. He was an Earth style.
I remember that, but I kept thinking Cloud was like what's name for Unuki this whole time and everything.
That's the stone. You're right. Dang.
Right.
Just was the only one to get that question correct, and he is on Drew's ass.
Which of the following attacks is Vegeta known to perform? Masenko special beam cannon, Big Bang attack, or Kamehameha?
The answer was Big Bang attack.
Stop playing with me.
Wait, who got this?
Stop playing
with me. I did, man.
The Kamehameha, bro?
I don't know. Come on.
You got my Dragon Ball in a while, though.
Drew was the only one to get that wrong.
Let's go to the rankings.
Just finally surpassed Drew with 71.96. Drew has 64.99. And Kenny has 98.09. He's in the lead.
Bro, I just don't want to be last. Like,
and Death Note, Light utters the famous line, "I'll take a blank and eat it."
That's it. Yep.
Damn.
And the answer was potato chip. And the answer to the last one was what? Big Bang Attack?
Yeah, Big Bang.
And everyone got that right. Kenny is still in the lead, but Just is on the street. And in second, and Drew is third. What is the name of Rukia's Bankai? Minazuki Haka no Tagame, Kamishini no Yari, or Ryuman Hazuki Maru?
Let y'all know I don't know this.
Damn. I guess this.
Who got it right?
I did.
And the answer is Haka no Tagame.
How did I not know that?
I guess that one, bro. It sounded.
That's crazy.
Okay, so who got that right?
I did.
Kenny.
So Kenny got that right. He was the only one to get it right. Ranking's still the same.
Dang.
Next question. Who leads the military in Attack on Titan? The entire military. Dallas Zachary, Nicholas Lovolf, Keith Sadies, or Ian Dietrich?
I don't remember any of these names, but we lit. I'm not lit.
So no one got that right. The answer was Dallas Zachary.
I don't remember that name. Come on now.
Jesus, sad. He sounds familiar.
Rankings are still the same. Cool. Getting close to the finale. Which Konoha team is 1 year older than the others during the Chunin exams? Team 7, Team 8, Team Guy, or Team 9?
I got this wrong, I guess, too quickly. I knew who it was, too.
Well, I'm going to say that.
So only one person got it right. Just was
Who was it? Yeah, it was. I think it was.
Yes, man, he don't even know he got it right.
It's like, I'm playing. So, yeah, I got it right.
The answer was Team Guy. Just was the only one to get that right.
Dang, man.
He's still in second place, but yeah, he might be coming on Kenny's ass.
Give me four more
questions.
I'm gonna win.
You gotta go straight off that big fella.
When Frieza is in his second form, what is his power level? 350,000.
Hey.
What is this? Big number, another big number, crazy. Or a million. And it's a million. Everybody got that right.
Yeah. I remember the calculations on the scouters.
Because I still remember the last time I clocked this was 1 million.
Who is the writer of the Death Note manga series?
cheering Toby.
No one got that right. That was surprising. It was Tsugumi Oba.
Oh, man. Second to last question.
What year did the Bleach manga start being published in Weekly Shonen Jump? 1999, 2001, 2000, or 1998?
Hey, Justin might get this one.
Who got that right?
Oh, that was me.
I knew he would.
So, Just got that right, and the answer is 2001.
Damn, I'm getting embarrassed.
Who is the instructor of the Southern Division in the 104th Training Corps? Levi, Dot, Pixies, Irwin Smith, or Keith Shaddies?
I don't remember.
This is the last question.
Nobody got that.
And nobody got that. It was Keith Shaddies.
Yeah.
I quit.
So that's Drew crazy. Is in third place. Justin is in second place.
I had a feeling Kenny was going to win.
And Kenny is in first place. He is a Blurred Anime First Trivia Champion. And for his prize, he gets...
nothing.
Nothing. Yep. But congrats, Kenny. You got 14 out of 25 right. Just got 13 out of 25 right, and Drew got 10 out of
25. Dang, right. I started off so good, bro. Yeah, and then man. Those are some good questions. I ain't gonna cap. Those are some good questions because I was some of them just even with Venaris, I was like, bro, I really don't know. Man,
how do I do this?
How does it feel, Kenny? And say a few words to the people.
As far as that, just watch anime from back in the day and watch anime now. Remember some tidbits. Some stuff is just particular. I mean, the Dragon Ball questions really helped the brother out because, I mean, hey, I love Dragon Ball Z. That's my favorite thing, like favorite anime. But some stuff, if you feel like a name sounds familiar, it's like you can see that character saying it, guess it.
Yeah, yeah. Like with the Bankais and like the different swords in there.
Yep.
That was a...
It sounded like something she would say.
Drew, you really got to read. You really got to watch Bleach. You'll like it, man.
That's why I lost. Bleach and Dragon Ball.
You never seen Dragon Ball? Oh, Dragon Ball Z?
I haven't seen it since I was a child. Like a child. So,
Well, look, yeah. you got to watch Bleach at least. Like, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I was watching the first few episodes of Bleach. And then I just stopped for some reason, but I know when they're gonna return. They were gonna do it like later this year or something like that, but I think they're gonna return next year because of COVID stuff. But I'm gonna try to be caught up by that time.
It'll pick up. It picks up forever.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, I know it's lit. I just haven't got to it honestly.
No, that joint's fire, bro.
Yeah, it comes back next year.
Cool, I got plans on to catch up in the manga.
Dang, man.
All right, so this wraps up the show. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Blurreds. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at The Blurreds Word, and on our Facebook page called The Blurreds.
Oh, also, One more thing.
Forgot.
Yeah. Oh,
this man about to show us the Emmy.
I don't care if I lost the trivia. I still got some hardware,
I ain't got nothing in the Emmy winner, bro. This trivia ain't nothing to Emmy. I ain't got nothing.
Let me see if I can make the camera see the name.
Hey. Oh.
It's backwards, but
Hey. So yes, if you guys are that's watching
congrats.
On YouTube, you'll see the Emmy. That reminds me to tell you guys to watch the YouTube so you can see us and Drew's beautiful Emmy. And also feel free to leave us a 5-star review and a positive comment. We will read your reviews if you leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.
Okay.